Of the over 302,000 registered voters, only 76,374 ballots were actually cast. In local election results this morning, we start with Sonoma County Supervisor. Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She will replace Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board with a commanding win over Omar Medina. And in the 5th District, it was Linda Hopkins who was running unopposed. For the hotly contested State Assembly District 2 race, on the Democratic side, it will be Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. In the 4th District, Cecilia Aguiar-Curry got 100% of the vote in the 12th District. As for local measures, Measure A, a parcel tax for the Cotati-Ronard Park School District, that is winning with 72% of the vote saying yes. Measure B, a parcel tax for Petaluma Joint Union High School District, appears to not have the two-thirds yes vote that it needs to pass. Currently, it is at 60%, so very close. Measure H, the half-cent sales tax to support Sonoma County fire agencies that will generate about $62 million per year, is passing with 61% voting yes. Governor Newsom's state Proposition 1 appears to be winning with 50.2% voting yes to a very close 49.8% no vote. There are still ballots to be counted, and the results will not be certified until April 12th. Under Proposition 1, funds raised from the Mental Health Services Act that put a 1% tax on incomes over $1 million will be redirected.
And that's the issue of homelessness. That's the issue of what's happening in the streets and sidewalks.
The measure also increases state oversight of county spending on behavioral health issues and on local governments to fix the problem. In the race for the White House, Donald Trump won 12 of 13 states on Super Tuesday, inching him closer to the Republican nomination.
This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley won Vermont, preventing a clean sweep, but then, as you heard, she has now dropped out of the race. In the race for state senator, it will be Adam Schiff versus Republican Steve Garvey in November, running to fill the seat that was vacated by the late Dianne Feinstein. And for the U.S. House of Representatives, Jared Huffman will take on Chris Columbi, and Mike Thompson will take on Republican John Munn on November 5th. In other news this morning, we now know the name of the man that was killed in a shootout and car chase with Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies on Monday. 53-year-old Jose Luis Villasensor of Santa Rosa. Police confirmed he fired an AK-47 semi-automatic assault rifle at deputies multiple times before crashing into a fence. It is now 7:34 KZST and time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Jeremy Porter. Hello there, Jeremy. How are the roadways?
Good morning, Brent. We're still looking good overall out there. We do still have slow traffic on southbound 101 as you head into Marin County, and traffic is moving slow on the transitions from Highway 12 to both northbound and southbound 101 as those metering lights turn on. Everybody buckle up and drive safe from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
When you're ready to experience a life full of vitality, joy, and purpose, you'll find everything you need at Ivy Park Santa Rosa. No matter what age you are, no matter what season you're in, there's a home for you at Ivy Park. With both assisted living and memory care options available, this pet-friendly community offers a whole living approach filled with joyful moments and meaningful interactions. Get together with friends for a game in the billiard room, stay in shape on state-of-the-art fitness equipment, or relax in the spa tub. There are walking paths, a library with an outdoor patio, and more. Situated in the heart of California's wine country in Santa Rosa, you'll have easy access to parks, trails, and downtown Santa Rosa. Come visit and discover high-quality care designed to make you feel comfortable and inspired to live your best life every day. Learn more today at ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa. We look forward to meeting you. ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa.
This week at Raley's in Knob Hill, clip your digital deal before checkout to get ripe Haas avocados for just 77 cents each, limit 6. Not a something extra member? You're missing out on amazing savings every week. Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
With your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, the Warriors take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at home. And your forecast today, mostly cloudy all day long, still a chance of a scattered shower. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a little cooler, overnight lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, finally clearing to mostly sunny skies and a bit warmer. We should have mid-60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Making its first appearance in 1912, the Oreo cookie actually started out being called the Oreo biscuit. Created and manufactured by Nabisco, the cookie was made from two crisp chocolate rounds filled with white cream, and that continues right until today. In fact, today more than 40 billion, that's with a B, Oreo cookies are made each year. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
Gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna.
100.1 KZST. Welcome to your Wednesday in the California wine country. It is 7:41, 52 degrees. Up next, hot topic of the morning.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory gives you a better, more connected life because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available to you. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
My kids loved the movie they saw at the Roxy last weekend. They laughed the whole time.
Did you know that kids laugh up to 400 times a day, but adults only laugh 15?
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
More people listen to radio in a week than go to Google in a month.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Trade in your old furnace with Henry Mechanical and get cash for your clunker. Upgrade to a more efficient heating system today. Home of the free second opinion. HenryMechanical.com.
Sonoma County's KZST. Welcome to your Wednesday. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for our hot topic. Good morning, young man.
Good morning to you.
Great job with all the election coverage.
Woo, lots of it this morning.
Lots going on. Yeah, some big races. So, okay, this is nothing political. Hot topic is not political. Today's hot topic, is it okay for men to cry?
Let's go talk about politics.
Now, according to football stud Jason Kelce, it certainly is. The story goes, during his recent retirement speech, he got very emotional in front of the cameras, in front of the crowds of people, just let the tears flow as he announced his retirement. Many say this is an important lesson for men. It's okay to cry. So he officially retires after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. His brother Travis, of course, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, was there in the crowd, crying his eyes out as well. Not a lot of dry eyes in that crowd, from what I understand, which got people thinking, it is refreshing to see men cry. So, Brent, the idea that men don't cry, a thing of the past, yes or no?
I think so. I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
You think it's okay. So men are becoming more emotionally expressive than ever. So what makes you weep openly? Brent, I have some questions.
Okay.
Do you cry over sporting events, your team losing, or a player you like retiring?
No, I don't think so. Not in that realm. No, I get sad. You can get emotional. You might get a little weepy, like if your team really wins or there's a really emotional moment. But as far as just like crying about it, no, just be happy.
Do you cry when your wife yells at you, when she tells you to do something you don't necessarily like?
No, I don't get wimpy, whiny about it. You just do it. No, don't need to cry for that.
Do you cry during sad movies?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Like outwardly, like tears flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah. That's why they leave the lights down in the movie theaters at the end of the movie, so we guys can sit there and pat our eyes dry. Yes, I've been known to do that many times.
What about if they don't have your favorite beer in stock at Oliver's?
No.
No.
But if they're out of La Crema Chardonnay, I might get a little misty.
Oh, yeah, you're a wine guy.
Wine guy.
So you will shed tears over wine you can't find.
I'm out of wine.
Do you cry if you order a pizza and it's not the one they bring you?
No, and if anybody does do that, turn in your man card now.
So what happens? So what actually makes you cry? Beside movies, what makes you cry? Brent Allen.
Yeah, movies are a big one. I mean, that, I look back on, like, the last episode of MASH, when that aired. There was, that went on and on and on. As we've spoken about in the past, Jimmy Buffett was my favorite singer-entertainer of all time.
And
every now and then the song comes on, I'm still known to shed a tear over that. When a dear friend passes away, I'll cry over that, absolutely. And the number one thing is losing a pet. Losing a pet.
You have pets.
I have cats. And unfortunately, we've had two that have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. And that, for a couple days, cry over that one.
Okay.
Yep.
So the idea that men don't cry, it is a thing of the past. We'll say that. So men can shed a tear. And I got to say, in my case, so the only times, literally, I've ever seen Banker Boy cry are when his credit card bills arrive in the mail and my charges are all over it, which happens kind of a lot. And oh yeah, he really, really sheds those tears when I tell him I didn't have time to pick up dinner, so I cooked.
KZST's Debbie Abrams. Of course she talks to herself. Sometimes she needs expert advice.
People dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window, I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, what doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute right now with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter, who won't publicly admit if he cries. Good morning, Jeremy. How's traffic?
Thanks, Debbie, and good morning. We don't have any incidents or crashes to report, but we do have traffic starting to slow on northbound 101 from Roner Park all the way up to College Avenue, and the transition ramps from Highway 12 to 101 are still moving slow due to the metering lights. Everyone buckle up and drive safe on the wet roadways today. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
You're invited for a day of family fun at the North Bay Science Discovery Day. Join us on Saturday, March 9th from 10 till 4 at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. This free science festival is perfect for families. Parents, ignite your children's curiosity about science, technology, engineering, medicine, and mathematics. Discover the wonders of the laboratory and field through hands-on experiments and activities. Medtronic, Keysight, NorCal Bats, and the Robert Ferguson Observatory, along with 50-plus North Bay organizations, will be there.
there.
Learn about rockets, beehives, robots, sharks, catapults, and hearts. Dive into the worlds of animation, animals, art, and more. Meet professional scientists and engineers. Ask them your burning questions. Follow the signs for a full day of exciting hands-on science exploration. Rain or shine, join us Saturday, March 9th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Admission and parking are free. For details, visit NorthBayScience.org. See you there for a day of family-friendly science adventure.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Seeking inspiration, I stopped by Cocos Deco Home to see what's new. I was looking at lighting and couldn't decide between a half dozen different pendants for the kitchen island. So I asked Leo, a designer at Cocos Deco Home, what he thought. Over time, he's learned my style and always helps me get a look I love. A hot trend for spring is wallpaper, and Farrow and Ball has a ton of great choices. Leo will help you sort through everything and find paint to match. Design like a pro with a pro from Cocos Deco. By the way, I ended up going with an absolutely gorgeous chandelier for the entryway. I know, right? The kitchen can wait. I'm never in there anyway. Cocos Deco Home. Sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocos Deco Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at COKASDIKO.com.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
The patronage cash back has been an incredible thing for us, and it really makes a difference in our bottom line. You know, you just don't get that with other banks.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
KZST.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can.
I'll stop time for you the second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
Well, on the way, Mr. Brent Allen has everything you missed overnight, including election results. News is next on KZST.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all upon you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 6th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy with a chance of a shower for today. Currently, we're sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour is some breaking news.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
That is Nikki Haley announcing this morning that she was suspending her 2024 presidential campaign after suffering disappointing losses across the country on Super Tuesday. Haley's exit paves the way for former President Donald Trump to pretty much coast the nomination, setting up a rematch of the 2020 election with President Joe Biden. Voter turnout across Sonoma County was very low for this election, only slightly above 25%. Of the over 302,000 registered voters, only 76,374 ballots were actually cast. In local election results this morning, starting with Sonoma County Supervisor, Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She will replace Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board. He had a commanding lead over Omar Medina.